KBND Radio News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon. It's Tuesday. Welcome to the new news. I'm Dave Jarvis. Let's go to the newsroom and Kelly Blyer.
Thanks so much, Dave. Searchers are still looking for the man who fell into the Deschutes River in Jefferson County Sunday night. The man's family was camping at Trout Creek Campground when the man fell into the river between Warm Springs and Madras. Dozens of searchers are looking by plane, ATV, and boat since there has been no success so far. Captain Mark Hexathorn is with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
The river's real dangerous. You know, there's not real good trails, and depending on, we have reports that he was wearing waders, so he may have been purposely out in the water in the first place. We're just not quite sure what the circumstances were of why he fell in. We just know that he went in.
About 75 searchers are covering a 30-mile stretch of the Deschutes River in their search. Two motorcyclists are hospitalized at St. Charles following an accident on Highway 26 near Warm Springs last night. Bill Lopez is in serious condition and his wife Anna is in fair condition. The motorcyclists hit a sports utility vehicle in front of them when the SUV suddenly applied the brakes to avoid colliding with another group of motorcycles. The two from Fresno were originally taken to Mountain View Hospital in Madras after the crash and then transported to St. Charles in Bend. The Oregon Employment Department announces the unemployment rate for June is at 9.3%. The numbers are remaining fairly flat for the past few months. State employment economist Nick Balachek says while the numbers are much better than the same time just a few years ago, there has been a flattening out of numbers from the beginning of the year.
Oregon's unemployment rate has come down from a high of 11.6% as seen in June 2009. The number of unemployed Oregonians continued to fall and is at its lowest point since December 2008, but there are still 179,000 people currently looking for work.
Balachek says one reason is although 1,300 jobs were added in June, the building and leisure hospitality industries had significant losses, possibly due to the cooler weather and discretionary spending habits. On a brighter note, he adds that Oregon has come a long way in reducing the jobless numbers, and we have dropped out of the top 10 in the nation for unemployment. TRG Solutions, Customer Solutions is hiring again. Last year, the call center in Bend hired 200 more workers, and they are doing it again. Travis Quisenberry with TRG says they've already had a lot of applicants.
Largely, it's a tech support position, so a little bit of a technical expertise with, you know, some of the current smartphone devices and tablets and computers out there is a definite bonus, because that will definitely be applicable in the ongoing daily duties of the majority of people we're hiring right now.
The jobs pay $10.50 an hour for training and $12 an hour once you start, with raises every 6 or 12 months. To apply, go online to trgcs.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.